You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
And it is the Transgender Day of Hump Visibility. That's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. In case you are wondering, the Transgender Day of Hump Visibility, we renamed this after Joe Biden and the Biden administration decided to call Easter the Trans Day of Visibility, only in the English version of the White House website, not in the Hispanic, because they wanted to rub your face in their anti-Christian dogma. That's the people we have in power right now. Welcome to the show. Please come inside. There's an expression that the British used in World War II, keep calm, carry on. I'm not exactly sure the origins of the expression, but it's quite popular. And that's, I think, what we need to do right now. It's very hard, trust me. It's particularly very hard since the people who want to save the country are the best intellectually and, I might add, physically armed people in the world. And we've got to sit here and suffer through these abuses and usurpations and this nonsense. Most recently, the nonsense of anti-Semitism that has been allowed to grow on campuses around the country, just like it did in 1930s Germany. That's where it started, with the Hitler Youth, with the brown shirts. They started by banning Jewish professors around 1933, and by 1939, they were all in for wiping the Jews off the face of the planet. And unfortunately, we have useful idiots on campuses who are ignorant of history and life in general. Life in general, and they're the most useful dupes, and they are kids who have accomplished nothing in their lives but academia and extracurriculars, and they've been told that everything they do is great, and they've been given trophies even when they don't deserve them, and they have no barometer of history or what is happening in the world except for what is in their own little microcosm, in their little dorm room, their first place that they've lived out of mommy and daddy's nest. And so they're the ones that the left always uses. It was, I believe it was Lenin who came up with the expression useful idiot. And that's how Democrats feel about most people, actually. They keep you in the dark. They lie to you. They give you the minimum amount you need to survive. And they just expect you to play along because they consider you to be useful idiots. But, you know, unlike the kids on America's Camp, and I'm not talking about all the kids, just the idiots who are taking part in these anti-Israel Nazi protests. Yeah, just talking about those kids because they are the idiots that the left has been waiting for, and congratulations. Now they're literally spewing Nazi talking points on campuses. And I think you and I, as I mentioned, the most intellectually and physically well-armed people in history, we are, the last straw was left about 4 or 5 years ago. Our last straw was left in the summer of 2020, and all we're looking for right now is permission at this point. I'm not talking about violence, but I'm telling you that if they throw the first punch, then I know that you and I will deliver the last one. We absolutely will. We've had enough of this nonsense. We've had enough of our political affiliates being called Nazis and MAGA fascists and enemies of democracy. We've had enough of our Jewish brothers and sisters being threatened with their lives by Nazi surrogates who have bedded down with Hamas. And we're just done. All we're waiting for is a moment and permission. That's it. And I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to tell you right now that we need to right this boat. I like to say that we can have a peaceful Berlin Wall moment to overtake, or I should say remove those in power with regard to this iteration of leftist extremism. We can have them taken out of office, taken down just like the Berlin Wall. If they decide to go quietly, if they decide to recognize the folly of their ways, but if they keep pushing us, it's not going to end well for them, I'm telling you. And again, this is not about physical violence. This is about a peaceful American revolution. And right now, they are blasting us with both barrels, and they have been now for 8 years, and particularly the last four. I've said that we are living in a tale of two cities. We have a bourgeois, we have a proletariat. The bourgeois goes to Washington, D.C., and they spend their lives, entire lives, telling us how to live ours. They feast on foie gras while we get the crumbs. Minimum. We get the minimum. That's the word they use. Minimum wage. Minimum entitlements. Minimum Social Security. If you even get it. Minimum SNAP benefits when you're hungry. Minimum. That's all you will ever get from Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, their friends, their cronies, enrich themselves in ways you can only imagine. Generally, in the United States of America, if you come up with an idea and you bring it to market and you invest your emotional and monetary capital into an idea, you if you're lucky and you're in the upper echelon of industry, you can make a fortune. Otherwise, there's the opportunity for you to maybe save your money and scrimp and maybe get a little storefront cafe, maybe a coffee shop, something like that, where you're barely able to eke out a living after you go through reams of regulatory bullcrap. And then the government still nails you and still wants to take you down and still closed you during COVID. But did they ever suffer? Did Washington, D.C., did all of the friends and cronies of Washington, D.C. and Big Pharma and Big Defense and on and on and on, have they ever suffered like you and I are suffering now? No, they haven't. They never do. They always get increases in their pay, and we always get the crumbs. And now we've got these idiots on campus, and this is it. This is it. This is unacceptable. It has to stop. These universities that have allowed this to grow, they need to have a wholesale firing of all of the individuals involved in this. If your kid goes to any of these universities, I don't care if your kid is Jewish or otherwise, you need to remove your kid from that institution. If they pitch a fit, you say, tough bleep, said the kitty. We are boycotting these institutions until they figure out what the hell is going on and they come back from being Marxist ideology camps for indoctrination and become institutes of higher learning that will prepare you for life in the real world. That's it. That's all. So as I started, I'm asking you, keep calm, carry on. Our candidate, and many of you, he wasn't your candidate years ago. Many of you are Democrats. Many of you are liberal Jews. Many of you are black people. Many of you are Hispanics. Never thought about voting for Donald Trump. But now you see that he is the target of all of the evil in Washington, D.C., because in him and us, they see their end, and they are doing everything to take him and us down. And I don't know how you feel about the train we're on right now with regard to the economy, with regard to the southern border, with regard to CRT, transgender nonsense in schools, China rising around the world, possibility of war in the Middle East, possibility of World War III in Ukraine and Russia, the inflation that is out of control. Are you on board with that train? Because I'm going to tell you right now, most people won't be able to survive another 4 years of that, and we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. And we certainly aren't going to listen to idiots like this.
And what would you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either. I came from Columbia. I was there up at Columbia, and we came down. They said NYU students needed our support. So I came down. I heard there's lots of cops. Some people were saying it was getting dangerous.
Yeah. You know what? Get your asses to your classes. It's time for the adults to take charge, not only of universities, but of this country. You know, Joe Biden said, oh, yeah, the adults are going to be in charge. You know what happened? You got a bunch of idiot children in charge, throwing a temper tantrum, completely uneducated about history, and consequently have become useful dupes as evil has risen around the world. And this is the last line, people. This is the last line between the greatest engine of individual and economic freedom in the history of mankind being taken down or us standing up and kicking evil in the butt. I've got an audio blog I'm going to read next about the nonsense, the Nazi nonsense on campus, and how it has to end. That's it. It has to end today. It has to be completely crushed out of existence. That's it. These children need a spanking of epic proportions. Here's a number if you want to chime in today, 800-922-6680. This, my friends, is a Wednesday edition of the Rob Carson Show. Hey, guys, it's Carson. Our money loses value every year due to inflation. In fact, the dollar has lost over 98% of its value relative to gold. What if you could earn income in gold, which can't get inflated away, instead of dollars? Monetary Metals does just that. They offer the ability to earn income in gold, growing your total ounces over time by leasing or loaning your gold to qualified gold-using businesses. Earn 2 to 5% annually on your gold while supporting qualified businesses in the gold industry. Or if you're an accredited investor, you could earn even higher yields, double digits, in their gold bond offerings. You can open an account directly on Monetary Metals' website in less than 15 minutes. Fund your account by purchasing gold directly from Monetary Metals at less than 1% over spot, or you can use gold you already have. They provide free shipping and insurance and free storage and insurance for any metal in your account. Opt out of the dollar, central bankers, fiat currency, the corrupt financial system, and get your own personal gold standard with Monetary Metals. Visit monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information. Again, monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information or to get started opening your account.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to newsmax.com/listen for details.
Over a decade, what we are about to chant right now, right here today, from the river to the sea!
From the river to the sea!
Palestine will be free!
Palestine will be free!
And we will free Palestine!
And we will...
That is at Columbia University. That is an expression that everybody knows means wipe Israel off the face of the planet and commit genocide against the Jewish people. Okay, we all know it, and that is an expression that is a terroristic threat. That is not protected speech. If you see somebody who says that, they need to be confronted about it. That is unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. It is kind of funny because out in front of Chuck Schumer's house last night, a bunch of the leftists that the Democrat Party has helped to foment into violence over the last 4 years, starting with Donald Trump's inauguration and ultimately ending up in the summer of 2020.
You are blocking
vehicular. Actually, 2020 was first.
Vehicular traffic. If you do not move and get onto the sidewalk right now, you will be arrested for disorderly conduct.
There you go. You made this monster. You built this Frankenstein there, Senator. You're the guy who got this started, and now you're reaping whirlwinds, as you said.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
Man, I can't wait till the Democrat convention this year. Because it's going to make 1968 look like a Chuck E. Cheese birthday party. And it's all the Democrats' fault because they raised this group of violent children. And there you go. Yeah. I wrote this, I call them an audio blog, and I posted this on my Substack page today. It's called Get Your Asses to Your Classes. It's about the leftists on campus literally promoting Nazism. History has created a romanticized version of student protests. We recall the radical left taking over campuses like Berkeley in the 1960s. There were students at Tiananmen Square in a protest that proved unsuccessful, as the targets of the protest were essentially the protagonists of the 60s protests in the United States. And communists don't like criticism or the First Amendment. In places like East Berlin, Iran, Cuba, and China, student protesters put their freedom and lives on the line. In America, there's no risk to the student. However, it is a platform for performance art and entitlement. One of the main reasons students protest so vociferously is they don't have a working understanding of history, no life experience, or no full-time job. Hence, protesting is not as deleterious as it would be for the rest of us in the real world. As much as most of our lives have been completely about you and you, now that you are technically an adult, I must deal this cold, hard reality. You're in no position to demand anything. Congratulations, the biggest accomplishment of your life is other than extracurriculars, graduating high school, which isn't an accomplishment, but rather an expectation. You've done the minimum. Yay. You are by and large an ignoramus. This doesn't mean you're stupid. It's just you don't have life experience and consequently no understanding of history and almost no consequences thus far for your actions other than a few timeouts from your parents as children. The infantilization of your generation has been extended well into early adulthood by liberal academia, but the fact remains the same. You're in no position to demand anything. You may think it is because you're camping out on the quad or occasionally you get to speak into a bullhorn for a few minutes that your movement is catching fire from coast to coast. The sycophantic media coverage you get from equally leftist media feeds your narcissism. The rest of your country sees you as an annoyance. You haven't paid your dues. You haven't paid any taxes by and large. You are a seedling germinating, not yet a productive member of society. You're a baby bird in a nest who has a team of academic mother birds vomiting leftist pap into your eager mouths. There is no finer example of your childishly dangerous dupery than your protests in favor of Hamas and Palestine over Israel. You don your Palestinian kifa like the Democrats who wore kente cloths in the U.S. Capitol without regard to their meaning, but they are a useful prop to show you are down with the struggle. You side with the monsters who committed acts of barbarism the world hasn't seen in 1,000 years, but it's justified because the Israelis are colonizers on stolen land. You spew talking points like, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, without regard to its true meaning, which is the genocide of the Jewish people. Some of you hold banners that say Queers for Palestine, which is like saying Jews for Hitler's Germany. Your passion for the conceived victim is similar to that of a lonely woman falling in love with a death row prisoner. You cast aside his obvious desire to kill you with the hopes you can change him. Maybe it's because he's behind bars and Hamas is on the other side of the world. So you can flirt with him without fear for your safety. If he were in the same room with you, he'd do the same thing to you he did to the Israelis during the slaughter of October the 7th. This protest is different than any in American history because it embraces the same ideology as Hitler's brown shirts in 1930s Germany. The summer of 2020 was the left's Kristallnacht, January the 6th, its Reichstag. Now it's blossomed into full-blown anti-Semitism and promotion of genocide. America has been patient with you far too long after the violence fomented by Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Now you're treading on territory that is forbidden. Lenin coined the phrase useful idiot. Hitler called useful idiots brown shirts, and they did his bidding on college campuses. Both looked at young people with zero life experience as the most susceptible to mania and social contagion without the perspective of history or life experience. Balls of clay are much more malleable than a vase that has been cast by years of life. I have a suggestion for those on campus who believe they hold sway in converting this republic into a socialist utopia. Get your asses to your classes. The rest of us have lives and livings to make. Our patience has worn paper thin. And if your university's administrators or parents won't correct your bad behavior, we will. There you go. I feel better now. How about you? Yeah, I feel a whole lot better now. And I got to tell you, I've just about had enough of this absolute nonsense, to be quite honest. Done, 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 ladies and gentlemen. I don't think we have time for this song parody by Jim Gossett, but I'll get it on the other side of the break. Caroline Leavitt, who is a spokesperson for Donald Trump, joins us in just a few seconds to talk about this nonsense in New York City, this case against Donald Trump that is the last dying throes of the left's attempts to keep Donald Trump from running for president and winning the office, which is going to happen. Keep calm. Carry on. The number is 800-922-6680 if you'd like to chime in on today's show. This, my friends, is a Wednesday edition of The Rob Carson Show.
This is a malicious prosecution. It's part of a criminal conspiracy by these Biden Democrats to violate Trump and so many others' civil rights, to interfere in the election because they fear American voters on November 5th, 2024. They know Trump is beating Biden like a drum, according to all polling. And they see polling that suggests if they win one of these criminal convictions against Trump, that Biden could beat Trump. And I would say this, this is going to backfire spectacularly on the Democrats.
I think so, too. Joining us on the Newsmax hotline, somebody who's very busy, and we greatly appreciate her time as she spends a great deal of the time that she has in the courtroom with Donald Trump. Caroline Leavitt joins us on the Newsmax hotline. Caroline, welcome to the show. So glad to have you back. How are you doing today?
Hey, Rob. It's always a pleasure to join you. I'm doing great. We are here in New York City continuing to fight this Biden trial. We have the day off from court, but unfortunately, we'll have to be back tomorrow. It's a sad state of affairs, but the morale on Team Trump is still high because we know that ultimately justice and truth will prevail, and President Trump continues to crush crooked Joe Biden in the polls because people see this case for what it is, and that is election interference.
I think America feels the fatigue that Donald Trump never shows. But I can't even imagine what he's going through because he is a man of the people. He likes to be out. He has been suffering through this for now 9 years, and we have suffered with him as well. And I got to tell you, I hope that his energy and his spirit is there, and I hope that he feels that from the American people. How do you feel the president is holding up?
Commendable how well the president is doing. He is defiant in the face of these unprecedented witch hunts against him. And the Democrats and the deep state have thrown everything they can against this man, starting 8 years ago, as you just said, when he kicked off his first campaign and stepped out of the business world into this dirty, nasty political arena. They've targeted his family, his very successful multi-billion-dollar business operation. They've attempted to seize his assets. They've investigated him for everything under the sun. Yeah. They've impeached him twice. They've indicted him multiple times. And now they are putting him through this sham criminal trial. Yet through all of that, the yes. president is positive. He continues to fight. And you know what? Every time they punch at him, he wants to punch back 10 times harder. And he does it because he loves this country so very much, and he loves the people of this country. And I've had the honor of being with the president at many of his rallies and at events, like you saw last week when he stopped by a bodega in the yes. city of New York, in Harlem. And that love that he feels from the people is what keeps him going. It keeps our whole campaign team going. And we know that at the end of the day, Americans see these unprecedented witch hunts against President Trump for what they are. And we have truth on our side, and that makes it easier to fight when you're fighting for truth.
Caroline Levin, I want to know, what do you think their end game is right now? They are sounding increasingly desperate. These other cases don't appear to be happening before November. They are looking for this case. This is their Hail Mary. What do you suppose their goal is right now? Is it just the guilty verdict? Is it just this? And if you looked at some of the testimony the last 2 days, it's salacious and it's awful, and they're using it as an excuse to embarrass Donald Trump and to harm his character. There's also the possibility of him being imprisoned with regard to the gag order and whatnot. What do you suppose the goal right now for this particular case is? Is it just keep him off the campaign trail, or what do you suppose it is?
It's to keep him off the campaign trail in an attempt to weaken him ahead of the election. Every lawyer and legal scholar in their right mind looks at this case and understands that there is no crime here. Alvin Bragg has his trial. Now he just needs to find the crime that he's putting President Trump on trial yes. for. And the prosecution's case is weak. It's non-existent. They're bringing up legal expenses that the president lawfully paid his attorney yes. for from 8 years ago, and bringing them up now, even though the statute of limitations has expired, they're raising them to be felonies, 34 counts. I mean, the whole thing, they've had to do legal gymnastics, truly, to bring this case
yes.
forward. So they know, ultimately, it will, if not be overturned by this jury, it will be overturned on appeal. That's not what it's about. It is about slandering the president,
yes.
sneering him, trying to take him off the campaign trail so he cannot bring his winning message to voters of restoring peace and prosperity and security to this country, because that's a winning message. And Joe
yeah.
Biden has a losing message, because Joe Biden's been the worst, most incompetent, weak president this country has ever seen, and this is their only attempt to keep him in the White House for 4 years is to target President Trump and weaponize our justice system against him.
I absolutely understand the president's need to connect with the people on stage. That's why he does this. He doesn't do it. You know, I don't think that this impacts him. If anything, him not being on the campaign trail is not hindering his popularity. It's making him more popular. But I understand his need to be on stage. You can see, you can tell by the way he feeds off the energy of the crowd. You can see how he weaves seamlessly from script to improvisation. He loves it. He loves the people. He loves their energy. And I hope that he feels the energy behind our thoughts and behind our prayers. Let me ask you this. Is the president planning on any type of rally in Manhattan or in the immediate New York City area? Because that's what a lot of people are saying. He needs to go to Madison Square Garden. He needs to go to someplace. He needs to be in the hood. We saw what happened when he was at the bodega, and we saw what happens when he's at MMA events. Is the president going to do a big rally in New York since he's stuck there?
Well, you'll continue to see the president in New York. I won't get ahead of our plans. I will tell you, they're going to be great. They're going to be big. They're going to be beautiful. And you'll continue to see him very, very soon do some stops like we saw last week in Harlem, where he goes and he meets people. He meets voters with whom he's working so hard to earn the support of. You'll see him continue to do that. And, we are planning many events while we're here in New York. Mm-hmm. Look, you got to make lemonade out of lemons. We don't want to be here. The president wants to be in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, all over this country like he always has been. But unfortunately, this is what the Democrats have done to this campaign and to this country. And we're going to do what we know, and that's win. No matter what the circumstances, President Trump is a winner. And we've been winning every day. And, you know, the Democrats really underestimated how powerful he is. He's an earned media machine. Everywhere he goes, the cameras follow him. He generates millions of dollars in earned media just for walking into a bodega for 10 minutes. And so we'll continue to capitalize on that and make sure that their legal strategy ultimately backfires.
I noticed the fundraising has gone through the ceiling. We saw that Joe Biden tone deafness with regard of a death of a police officer in New York City, holding a fundraiser at Madison Square Garden while Donald Trump stopped by the wake for the officer. Then Donald Trump had doubled the take at that fundraiser when he did one in Florida the following week. Laura Trump, being one of the principals in the RNC, has helped a lot. How is the fundraising going? Because we know that that money obviously is the fuel of campaigns. How is this latest trial affecting fundraising?
Our fundraising is exploding. In fact, in the first couple of days of trial, or throughout the whole week of trial, so thus far, we've raised more than $1 million per day. And that's coming from small dollar donors across the country who are chipping in what they can because they see what is happening to President Trump. And they want him back in the White House. They believe in his message to make America great again. And they want that so badly for themselves and their family. So they're chipping in what they can, even in the midst of Bidenomics suffering from record high inflation. Yes. That's how much they believe in President Trump and see this sham trial for what is election interference. So we are so excited about the increase we've seen in small dollar donations. We also are excited to welcome major donors back to the table who may have sat out in the primary. We're seeing those donors come home and write big checks to the RNC and to our campaign. And, you know, look, we never expect to have the same amount of cash flow that Joe Biden will from Silicon Valley and Hollywood and the limousine liberals and the out-of-touch elites, but we're proud to be powered by small-dollar patriots Amen. Across this country who are given what they can to make this country great.
There has been talk about Donald Trump possibly being jailed for contempt. How does the president feel about, I mean, I have a feeling I know how he feels about it, but this in concert with Benny Thompson the other day saying that if Donald Trump is jailed, he wants to strip the president of Secret Service protection. What is the president's take on the threat of being imprisoned?
Well, we believe practically it is highly unlikely that that would occur. However,
yes.
It's a shame and despicable that we're even having this discussion in America, where Democrats and Joe Biden want to imprison their political opponent. I mean, that is third world banana republic talk. We shouldn't even be having that discussion here in the United States of America, but unfortunately we are because this is where the Democrats decided to go. This is the extent they're willing to go to help Joe Biden stay in power for another 4 years. And so, look, we know truth and justice are on our side. We'll continue to fight this every step of the way in the court. Even though we have a Democrat prosecutor in Alvin Bragg and a Democrat judge in Judge Mershon, who has donated money himself to Joe Biden's campaign.
Well, I appreciate your time today, Caroline Leavitt. You're doing a great job, and I always look forward to seeing you on Newsmax and other outlets. I hope you will convey to the president our best wishes and the prayers of all of the people who listen to this radio show and the patriots around the country. The numbers are growing. Black people are turning to Donald Trump. Jewish people are. One other question. Yeah, I want to ask you that. What do you suppose with this anti-Semitism that is that the Democrats are siding with? Are you hearing anything from Jewish voters? This will be my final question. I had to ask that.
Yes, absolutely. We are seeing that Jewish Americans are realizing the Democrat Party is a pro-jihadist, anti-Semitic, pro-terrorist party. I mean, that is what they are. They have signed on to resolutions that refuse to condemn. They refuse to sign on to resolutions that condemn the attacks on October the 6th. Joe Biden's administration has given millions of dollars to the Gaza Strip, where the unprecedented attacks on Israel came from. And so I think Jewish Americans are realizing that if they want to protect Israel, you got to vote Republican, got to vote for Trump.
All right, Caroline Levin, God bless you. Appreciate it. And we'd love to have you on again. Have a glorious rest of your weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right, let's take a break. You are listening to The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
What do you think about these court cases against the former president? Do you think it's fair? Do you think they would be doing this to a Democrat?
Absolutely not. No, of course not. It's absurd that they're coming after the former president. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't be doing this if it was any other president at any other time in history. They're doing it because it's Trump. It's a facade, right? Mm-hmm.
Do you think, sir, this sets a dangerous precedent to go after your political opponents in this way?
Yes, absolutely. I feel like, you know, if they're going out of their way to create legal precedences and create crimes out of thin air, it sets up, you know, this new baseline that this is what you can do to go after your political opponents in the future. And I mean, a lot of folks, that's why I think it shows through the American people that this is so fake and it's just clear political process.
You don't think we're sick and damn tired of it? How about that? We're just sick and damn tired of it. I'm sick and damn tired of it. Had 8 years of this nonsense. I've been called every name in the book. I've lost friends over this, and I'm just done. I'm not here to be civil about this anymore. I'm here to just win. That's all I care about right now. We've seen this time and time and time again. We know this is being commanded out of the White House, and this is a revolutionary moment in our history. This is the first time that we've had to seriously examine the abuses and usurpations of the federal government and change the guard. And I'm talking about in a peaceful fashion, replacing those at the helms of power in the next election and making it very clear that if they continue down this path, we will become ungovernable. Yeah. Guest essay published yesterday, The New York Times, by Jed Handelsman Sugarman, a law professor at Boston University, rips on Alvin Bragg's prosecution, okay? Allegation of Trump's committing a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 election is an unprecedented use of state law and fails to specify a crime committed. He referred to Bragg's prosecution as an embarrassment of prosecutorial ethics and apparent selective prosecution. We cannot have elections become this. We cannot have the elections become lawfare. We cannot do this. We have to have elections that are free and fair. We cannot have the parties decide the candidate, the deep state decide the candidate, and the will of people being flushed down the toilet. This includes you Democrats because you haven't had a choice in the presidential race since before 2016. Hillary Clinton was your choice. You had no choice. Joe Biden was your choice in 2020. You had no choice. Joe Biden is your choice this election cycle. Even though 70% of you believe that he is not mentally or physically fit enough to be the president, and most of America thinks he won't even live through a second term. We cannot have this anymore.
Back to the article. Trump is being charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records with hush money. It's a confidentiality agreement. I have one for every company that I've worked for. I've always had a confidentiality agreement. That's just the way it goes. If you you sign these, you get paid, and you shut your damn mouth. There you go. And by the way, Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels have said they did not have a physical relationship. After listening to Monday's opening statement by prosecutors, I still think that the DA has made a historic mistake. Their vague allegation about a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 presidential election has me more concerned than ever about the unprecedented use of state law and their persistent avoidance of specifying an election crime or a valid theory of fraud. Sugarman argued Bragg's office evaded any potential evidence of an alleged crime committed by Trump, but claimed Trump's actions were election interference. As a reality check, it is legal for a candidate to pay for a non-disclosure agreement. Hush money is unseemly, but it is legal. The election law scholar Richard Hasson rightly agreed, calling it election interference actually cheapens the term and undermines the deadly serious charges in the real election interference cases. And by the way, this case is election interference. Duh. Calling it election fraud is a legal and strategic mistake, exaggerating the case and setting up the jury with high expectations that the prosecutors cannot meet. The most accurate description of this criminal case is a federal campaign finance filing violation without a federal violation. Mr. Bragg cannot upgrade the misdemeanor counts to felonies. Moreover, it is unclear how this case would even fulfill the misdemeanor requirement of intent of fraud with the federal crime. And by the way, Donald Trump had nothing to do with this settlement. This was all done autonomously by a surrogate, Mr. Cohen, by the way. 8 years after the alleged crime itself, it is reasonable to ask this is more about Manhattan politics than New York law. This case should serve as a cautionary tale about broader prosecutorial abuses in America and promote bipartisan reforms of our partisan prosecutorial system. And this is the first, you know, we're witnessing history. I've never seen this before. I've never seen such a dark and filthy and rotten cabal of people in my life. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful that it has all been exposed. This is Jonathan Turley. He's a liberal talking about this case.
What is clear is in this case, Trump is right. I mean, this is an embarrassment. I mean, the fact that we are actually talking about this case being presented in a New York courtroom leaves me in utter disbelief. I mean, the arguments today did, in fact, capture all the problems here. You know, you had this misdemeanor under state law where that had run out. This is going back to related to the 2016 election. And they zapped it back into life by alleging that there was a campaign finance violation under the federal laws that doesn't exist. The Department of Justice doesn't view it this way.
You know, they don't have shame. That's why they're not ashamed of what happened in Atlanta with Fannie Willis. That is why they're not ashamed of the continued prosecution of Donald Trump with regard to confidential documents. I could go on and on. We got to take a break. This is the Rob Carson Show. All right, so coming up next hour, more on the Nazi protests happening on America's campuses. Also, Jon Stewart points out the absurdity of the press coverage of this case against Donald Trump in New York City. Yeah, I know. Even he knows it's stupid. That's coming up. This is the Rob Carson Show.